Let's move on now to another important issue back home, the South African Federation of Trade Unions, right? That's SAFTU. Well, they're calling on government to penalize employers who do not comply with regulations when it comes to paying the required pension fund contributions in South Africa. In fact, I would have thought that was the case anyway. Let's get the story around that one with Trevor Shaku, who's the national spokesperson for SAFTU. Trevor, good chatting to you, and you're live on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having us.
Thank you. Tell us more about your position.
Look, our position is that for those employers who are not adhering to the provisions of the Public Pension Act, rather, should be penalized. And there are, of course, provisions that stipulate.
Yeah. Okay, I tell you what, we are so struggling to hear you. I think that it seems to be like some wind coming through. So let's see if we can reconnect with you, because I certainly want to know what your opinion is. There's a couple more voice notes, in fact, text that I've got. But always talking about arrests that happened during her tenure, not about when the crimes were committed, from Moku, right? That I've got that one. Let's see if there's another that I can pick out. Okay, we'll get to some of the voice notes that I haven't yet played, and maybe pick out another call. In fact, are we okay with the guest? I think we're okay. Let's do take two, Trevor.
Yes. As I was explaining, I was saying that the Federation has taken a position to call for government to penalize the employers who are failing to remit the benefit deductions, especially for pension, to the pension holder, because this creates problems for our workers when they go to claim their pensions after losing employment, or rather after retiring. They quite often meet obstacles, and those obstacles include, amongst others, the fact that they are not receiving their money in full, because pension holders are saying that their companies have not been paying the deductions and the employer contribution to the pension holder.
Okay, so I'm looking at it from a company point. They have to deduct that amount, right, percentage, and then pass it on to the pension fund. And they either hold it because they're really being unscrupulous, number one, or they're holding it because they've got their own cash flow problems, and they'll probably say, well, we'll pay it next month, for example, and hoping to make some money to do that, and they don't do that. Inevitably, they still hold on. How widespread is that? Like, I mean, give me an idea.
Yes, it's very widespread. In between July and September last year, there were about 5,324 companies which were not complying with the deduction and remittance. Now, the recent report by the Financial Sector Authority shows that there are 4,200 of these companies that are still engaging in this. Now, this is not only a matter of course of quantity of the companies that are involved in this contravention, but also the span. So the span of many of these companies not paying extends between 5 months to 21 years. And that's unacceptable. It can't be that a company continuously is having an unhealthy balance sheet for 21 years. This, in our view, would in fact mean that there is theft that is involved in this issue. And therefore, there ought to be even further investigation, and the investigation would not take place unless government begins to try to penalize these companies. Then we will know where these monies actually are going, because there is no way a company cannot remit a pension fund contributions for 21 years. What are they doing?
Well, I tell you what surprises me. You see, your call, SAFTU's call, calling on government to penalize employers who do not comply, suggests that they have not penalized them up to now. And that's surprising, if that's the case.
Yes, they are not penalizing them. Because even in the statement that the Financial Sector Conduct Authority released, it is clear there that they are merely saying that the penalties that could be passed on to these companies that are contravening the provisions could be a 10 million fine or a 10-year imprisonment or less, or both of these. But they are not saying, so far we have held this, penalized this company, arrested this employer and imprisoned them. So this, in our view, shows that there has not been any successful penalization of this particular company. And that's problematic, because It means that our government is letting the employer to get away with murder.
So outside of obviously penalizing them, and they should, right? I'm just thinking modern technology must allow, like the moment you're a company that deducts, there must be like an automatic debit order that goes to the pension fund. Shouldn't they be implementing that? That means, you know, it's money in, money deducted, money out immediately, like within a day.
I think quite often, and many companies across the country, that's what they would do. But of course, there would be those which are doing it manually. And they are doing it manually so that they can, on a particular month or 2 or 3 months, miss that particular, whether they are having problems in terms of their cash flow problem, they are doing it manually so that they can be able to skip some of the months for their own convenience. But even if that is the case, we are saying you are obliged to ensure that this money is paid to the work, to the pension fund holders. You can't have a situation where these people, even if they are doing it manually, they think that they should not go ahead and remit the money.
Mm.
In our view, government ought to step in and ensure that they do that. And you see, when people realize that there is lawlessness, even in holding companies accountable, that's where many other companies will start not paying. But of course, this name and shaming, which is done through the FSCA, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, by publishing the list of these companies, seems to be a little bit working, because if you see the list really has declined from 5,300 to 4,200.
Okay. Well, something's working, and that's where we're going to leave you. Trevor Shaku, the national spokesperson for the South African Federation of Trade Unions. What do you make of that? Our time is up for today. Just a thank you to you, the listener, you part of the audience on different platforms. Thank you for listening in wherever you are. It's really a great privilege to be able to engage with you every single day on the National Pulse.